The button is still pressed. Yeah. I never stopped the recording. You may commence.
Mm-hmm. Hello, my name is Ellie, and I'm joined by Beth, Io, Crash, and Jen. Tonight, we'll be playing a fantasy game using Monte Cook's Cypher System. History ended half a millennium ago. Nobody knows what caused the Great War or who fought in it, but everybody knows how it ended. An apocalypse that laid waste to kingdoms and shrouded the land in wild magic. For the people of Dunport, it was as if the rest of the world had disappeared, swallowed by the mage storms, and anyone who ventured far beyond the city's walls met their deaths or worse fates. Legend has it that there were many intelligent species in the world before the Great War. In Dunport, only two remained. The humans, tall as a horse and with a tendency towards strength and fellowship, and the Felta, short, nimble, and inventive. And there are the wild-touched, children born of human or Felta, but touched by the magic that suffuses the world and gifted with strange appearances and stranger abilities. Two generations ago, without notice or fanfare, the wild magic finally began to recede, and King Claudio announced the formation of a new domain, Dunmere, with Dunport as its capital. Gradually, he sent explorers out into the land, and settlements began to appear outside the city walls. The explorers found that the wild magic was no longer a death sentence, at least if they didn't stray too far from the edge. The settlers found the land to be fertile, although sometimes the corn came up blue, and the cows sang to themselves. Dunmere now stretches 2 days' ride from the capital, and the settlements closest to the city, a few hours' walk from Dunport's walls, are havens of safety and recovery for adventurers who choose to travel out into the former wastes. One of these is where we begin. The name of the place is Dunmarch, and this is Plus Ultra. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Who goes first?
You're at the top.
Me? Well, Karasinda Farin, and I do the herbalism thing and the old wise woman thing because, hey, somebody's gotta.
And are you human, Felta, or wild touch?
Human and Felta, cross species, mixed heritage, yes, mixed heritage, tends a little towards the human in overall appearance and older. You got the gray hair. You got the wise woman thing. That's what we're doing. We got the walking stick.
Crash, why don't you go ahead?
Crash? I don't know any Crash. I'm Old Rob, or Robert. Old Rob, Robertson Son Jr. I've been here for 40 years. Was one of those orphans that adventurers pick up when they're out doing things, and they sort of, you know, left me here, said, we'll be back later. Paid the innkeeper a bunch of money to, you know, give me 3 square a day. And, that was 40 years ago. They might come back. I don't know. I've been reading. Oh, yeah, and I'm a human. In case you couldn't tell. From the whole ears not pointed thing. Eyes aren't glowing. Hair doesn't turn on into fire or anything. You know, regular human. Okay, the hair did set on fire once,
hey,
but,
Hey, wild touched can be human, too.
True.
I'm not a whole different species.
Well, why don't you say hello?
Ah, yes, yes. I'm Devin Garrow. I'm a scholar, researcher, just out of apprenticeship and moved out here where the adventurers come in to make their reports. Out on the frontier, though, you know, not quite out in the wild magic past the frontier. That seems very dangerous, and that's not really what I'm trained for. But it's still exciting, isn't it? To be out here so close to where everything's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Well, out here so close to where everything's happening.
Totally exciting. If you haven't lived here for 40 years. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so my character is...
Just a second before you do.
Okay.
Crash, this is the part where you stop cutting.
Who says I'm cutting any of this out? It's gold. And now everyone listening to the recording will have no idea what I did cut.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, Jen, go.
Okay, yeah, I will. Okay, so let me pop out the character sheet. So Adelina is someone who was born in this town. She's never really left. She's trying very hard to become a good blacksmith, and she's trying to learn from the guy who was the blacksmith who probably wants to retire. Her parents are, one is, her mom is a human, and her dad is a Felta. And she just wants to become a really good blacksmith.
Okay.
I'm sure she will achieve her goal, and there will be no shenaniganery that gets in the way of that.
It's evening. The light of the sun has not gone away entirely, but it's certainly dimming. You've all had your dinners. You've all had as much drink as you care to have. People listening can't see this, but the tavern is... the building in the top half of the map with the two chimneys, one on either end of the building. It's got a green roof.
I see that.
You can, for the moment, do whatever you like.
Everything was not on fire. It was simply the light of the setting sun.
It's bathed in a warm, glowing, warming glow.
Oh, speaking of which, EO, you probably also weren't here when I said that the top of the map is the west. This, despite appearances, has a significant plot implication.
The poles have shifted. The planet is actually rotating up and down instead of left to right.
So... what are you doing in town now that dinner is over and you've had your drinks, if any, and the sun is about to set?
I'm trying to figure out which building is the forge.
The forge is the one near the bottom on the left. It's round and it has two chimneys right next to each other with another building like coming off. It's got a yellow roof and it's... The smaller building has a red roof with two additional chimneys coming off it.
Okay. I'm bringing my character over there.
Okie dokie.
Because she probably did go and get something to eat and then would probably come back and clean up, you know, cinders on the floor and stuff. Yeah.
May I ask our lovely GM a question?
Of course.
What's this building way up at the west with the glowy thing out in front of it?
The glowy thing should be a fire. That is when the town needs to have a big meeting, that's where they have it.
Okay.
We are going to assume that the glowy thing is the large glass lid that is over the fire to keep people from falling in. At least that's what I'm assuming.
It's always good not to fall into the fire.
Uh-huh.
Is there a library or schoolhouse or somewhere, or where do I work?
You work at, I'm struggling to describe these buildings, to the west, by which I mean the top of the map. There's a building that's elevated from the rest of the... But this town has several levels. It's built on, like, hills. And there's a building that's elevated that has non-squared corners. It's a rectangle, not built into a hill, according to the map. And it's got a single chimney.
I believe I see it. Did I move my character to the correct building?
Yes.
What is in there?
It's a schoolhouse and research laboratory. There's an oven in the northeast corner. They have to do the coordinate switching. And that keeps the place warm in the colder months. This is, we are approaching the beginning of autumn, and the harvest festival is setting up. So there are, like, you know, everybody's preparing for, they've started harvesting corn. They're going to start harvesting the pumpkins soon and the apples. Yes, pumpkin spice everything. There are bales of hay sort of sitting around waiting to be placed in aesthetic places. And banners that are starting to be strung between different buildings. All of the people in the market to the sort of central, eastern, north are starting to put out their, like, harvest festival sale signs, that sort of thing. And so it is starting to get a little chillier, and the ovens are starting to be lit late into the night.
Devon is... Well, he probably should be heading home at this time of night, but instead he is headed back to his place of work in order to read probably until he falls asleep in that chair in the corner that has a blanket on it, because he kind of does this frequently.
Old Rob, how about you?
Old Rob would have finished his meal at the inn and stuck around a bit longer than he needed to. Not because he enjoys spending a lot of time talking. Every now and then someone gets a story wrong and Old Rob has to correct them because they're not saying it right. The story goes like this. I read it in a book once, so I know I'm right. But that might not have happened tonight, but it's good to stay a little bit longer just to listen to make sure no one's getting a story wrong. In my head canon, there are some people who get the story wrong on purpose because then they get Old Rob to tell a story without having to ask him to tell a story. And he he gets to feel very smug about it, and they get to hear a story with very little prompting, and everyone's happy at the end, even if Old Rob seems like he's grumpy afterwards. But Old Rob isn't really a drinker. He tried it, didn't like the whole vomiting afterwards thing, and no one's taught him how to drink without vomiting afterwards, so he just doesn't anymore. So he's probably...
You can do that? Anyway.
Not to his knowledge.
Not to his knowledge.
Yes. And no one's told him how to, you know, drink water along with the alcohol to prevent hangovers either. So another reason why he doesn't drink. So he is likely at this point bundling up and walking slowly to his home at the edge of town, taking his time because there's not really much to do at home. It's the journey that's more interesting. Get to see all the hay bales that are out and some decorations that are put out a little bit early. And, oh, I like the giant skeleton in the yard. Oh, no, that's not a skeleton. Peer out a little bit closer. Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. Sorry, sir. Have you lost weight? Hurry on a little bit further from that house.
A lot of weight. Carcinda, what are you up to?
Oh, well. Tell me where my home is.
In fact, all four of you have homes that are just outside the city.
Aha!
There are... You know, there's... As with all... what are essentially walled settlements... There are dwellings that are outside the city, and people live outside for all kinds of reasons. Sometimes they can't find a house in the city. Sometimes their profession requires them to, like, people like tanners tend to live outside the city.
Oh, yeah.
People who need a living space that's larger than the city can accommodate live outside the city. And this isn't always the very rich. This is, for example, people who have disabilities who want a home that has the amenities of a city dwelling, but don't want to have to deal with multiple stories. People who want the quiet that's outside of the city in order to have a place to study. And there is, as Crash says, only so much room inside a walled city, especially one that's built basically on hills. The map for the city implies that...
we got a lot of hills going here.
The map for the city implies that it's built within, like, mountains. That's not quite true. There are hills, and there are walls around the hill, and then there have been additional settlements outside the walls. Many of the farmers live outside the city so that they have ready access to their fields, for example.
Honestly, I think Karasinda is probably at her home because it gets dark and you just don't know what you're going to trip over or step into. And
that's fair enough.
It's just you can have a nice early nap time because obviously someone's going to show up, like, you know, they're having a baby or their sheep is having a baby and for some reason they need a midwife around, and it's not like I haven't done midwifing a bit in my time, because that's kind of what I'm here for. So, it's fair to catch your sleep when you can.
Okay.
I appreciate the irony of me locating my home outside the city so I have a quiet place to study, and then studying inside the city because I don't want to lug these particular books between home and work every morning.
Yes, indeed. especially since your home is to the east of the city, and the school building is all the way to the west.
I prefer light reading myself.
Well, I'm not reading in the dark.
And Adelina, although your work is at the blacksmithy, which is in, which is at the far east of the town, your home is outside the town.
Right. She just went outside to, like, cool off from working on the forge all day. And there is a someone she's learning from. His name is Harvey, and he's really tall, so she thinks he's probably a human.
Okay.
He doesn't talk much. He just shows you what to do.
Devin, your home is, again, outside the city. It's nice and quiet. It's situated on its own plot of land, which is, you wouldn't think that would be a luxury, but for some reason, nobody tries to claim it. And, like, that would make a really good field. That sort of thing. It was originally built as a single, a small personal dwelling, and as room has been needed, it hasn't expanded outward so much as upward. This is aimed at Devon.
Oh, okay. It was aimed at me.
Yes.
I did not accidentally think that for I sort of thought I imagined that.
Nope. You got it right.
Okay.
And so at this point you have a house that is about the square footage of a standard family house, except it's four stories tall instead of sprawling outward. This is all, I'm sorry.
appreciate that. I mean, it's a lot of stairs, but it has a nice aesthetic.
Indeed.
Call Mysterious Library.
Speaking of Mysterious Library, you have just run across a note in the book that you're reading currently that cross-references to a book you don't happen to have at the school.
I should be tromping home, then.
And so, everybody, as the sun sets, makes their way home. Adelina.
Mm-hmm.
You finished up your work for the day. There's not a whole lot more you can do. Harvey himself has gone off somewhere. You're not sure where.
Okay, then I'll turn the forge off so it doesn't constantly run.
Yeah. But, well, you can just leave the fire and without stoking, it will.
Oh, it'll turn itself off. Okay, right.
Right.
All right, yeah. So I'm going to go home. She lives with her parents.
As many people do. That's mm-hmm. There's no stigma about that.
But then why don't you?
Living with your parents not only is common, but it is expected. Unless you have a reason, unless you get married and have a reason to move into your own home, you live with your parents and it lessens the burden. They get older, they have more hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird they keep growing more hands as they get older. It's probably the wild magic.
It is probably the wild magic. Well, you have all, in your various times and in your various ways, headed back to your homes outside the city. And you are about to close the door on the day when there's a sound you can't quite describe from the town.
Huh? You hear that?
It's like if someone dropped something really heavy mixed with the cry of a creature you don't recognize.
Devin, did you drop the book? What did you crush?
Devin is putting down what they have. Not they have. What he has in his hand and grabbing for his journal.
Okay. At almost the same time, this is like you have just the time to realize that you don't understand the sound before you hear a very familiar sound. Only much louder than you've ever heard it before. It's a whoosh. And suddenly it looks like the sun has risen again in the sky to produce a new sunset as flames begin to leap from behind the city walls.
That's not right. Sun goes down in the west.
Looking out my window? That's bad.
Mage Blight. That.
Grab the...
All right, I'm going to get a bucket from the forge. And I'm going to fill it with water. Oh, something changed.
The map is changing. We do not have access.
Okay, I didn't know.
Oh, no.
We have entered the fighting with Foundry stage of our campaign.
Yes, unfortunately.
We are back to that.
It tells me
yes.
You're all there.
That is becoming the free space on the bingo card. Upsetting the I love this game comment from Crash.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It'll
what
get
do
there.
I need to do?
Oh, no.
I'm going to guess light sources.
This map has light sources.
Oh, I see it. I scroll out.
But in
just scroll out.
In lighting.
There's oh, light okay. If, oh, I see it now, yeah.
The problem is if you want us to not see the whole map, if you don't care if you see the whole map or not, you can uncheck token vision and we'll be good. But it is under lighting. Oh, wait. I like how you labeled the ramp. That's nice.
Yep.
I am a ramp.
There are a lot of black spaces.
Yes.
Mostly black spaces.
Oh, I have control of my character. I can move them around in the darkness.
Oh. Yeah. So that I do neat. Need to do the thing that I thought I might need to do.
Okay. Yep.
Which is, okay, give me just a moment, please.
Uh-huh.
You might be able to change it to...
That's brighter.
Yeah.
But
I keep putting my character down and he keeps disappearing when I deselect him.
You might be able to just change as well. The darkness level.
Can you see anything now?
I see a map.
I will show you a picture.
You see the areas where you've created light sources.
Mm-hmm.
But we're all in darkness. Because we're not close to the light sources.
And when I set myself down in bright areas, I disappear when I deselect.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't even know where my character is at this point. There was a box, and I tried to move it somewhere, and I don't know what happened to it.
Oh, now I haven't started. Now I've stopped disappearing. Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I apologize if there are like 7 of me on the map.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, too.
All right. Beth has just shown me what the characters are seeing. I am going to go ahead and move y'all back over to the day map.
Okay.
That was an experiment. It failed badly.
It looked very nice. I think unchecking in the night vision, unchecking token vision would probably actually work.
Let's try that.
Yeah, try that, and that way at least we get to see all the flickering, although it'll be more subtle, probably.
I want to get rid of you. Not any of the players.
Yep, we can see it now.
And there.
Better?
And we can see the light sources. And I am going to swap that token out because
that works.
The old art for old Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I'm up against the wall. Also, I cannot select that character. Weird.
Oh, weird. Mine is moving.
Oh, dear. There are like 7 of me on the map.
Are there?
Yep. Start selecting them and deleting them.
Eo, where do you intend to be?
entering the city with the other...
Is my character circling you?
No.
Can I delete these?
Is.
I cannot delete these.
One of them deleted. One of them deleted.
Witchcraft!
There's 2 up at the... yep, there they go. There's 1 in the river, yep.
It's an Easter egg hunt. But we're not hunting for Easter eggs.
I was trying to plop one in, and
I was trying to put myself on the map. I kept disappearing when I deselected myself.
Gotcha.
And
now you know you had minions or duplicates.
So you reach the wall,
mm-hmm.
and beyond you see that. Oh, there's an extra.
Another one.
There's another one.
Yep.
Oh, we're supposed to be by the wall? Okay, we'll go by the wall.
It's mitosis.
Eo, move the one that you are.
Okay.
Devon shows up with their journal under their arm and a cooking pot in their hands and is getting water from the river.
This is no time to make a stew. But if you are, share.
With the fire. I am sharing with the fire.
The town... is on fire. It's not like there's a single building that's on fire and it's like sort of spreading. Every building is on fire. You are struggling to find a place that isn't on fire.
Me, I am personally not on fire right now. Please tell me I'm right.
You are personally not on fire.
Found a place.
In fact, the gate over the wall, the gate in the wall, which is partially made of wood, is on fire.
Pitch black. How? What happened out
A lot of
Are there any
fire.
Adventurers who were supposed to be coming back? Maybe.
Oh, no.
You haven't heard of any.
Can you put out the gate so we can get in and see if there's any survivors?
Yes, yes. Devin is right. going to run up and splash water on the gate.
Okay.
You can... Sorry.
Go ahead.
The portcullis is up. You can get into the town easily. It's the structure overhead that's burning.
Don't like that.
Don't like that.
And before you ask, on the map, there is a river leading into the town right next to where you are. Uh-huh. And that has a grate over it.
Okay.
No swimming. Don't like that.
But I liked it better when it had a pretty good over it. But they upgraded.
Stefan throws the water at the burning overhead bit, runs off to get more water, and starts heading back up the steps.
Unless you got a bigger pot, that's not going to do much.
Dims well, a little bit, and there is a well and an accessible river inside.
Okay.
Right, yes, okay. Hopefully this won't collapse on my head while I'm running through.
Same.
All this right, does not collapse on your head while you're running through.
Old Rob is running
through. So Adelina's going to...
Sorry.
That's okay, go ahead.
No, you go first.
Okay, so Adelina's going to, like, throw the bucket she got from the forge at whatever fire's closest to her right now, and then run in and try to get more water.
Okay.
That's all.
Here's the well.
Yep.
Is every wooden structure in town on fire?
No.
Just every structure.
If it's glowing, throw water at it.
And this one's on fire, and this one's on fire, and this one's on fire. Was this town built in the nine hells?
Understates the issue. The glowing understates the issue. If there's a building that isn't on fire, you haven't seen it yet. Okay. And the gate, the eastern gate to the city, crumbles and creaks and finally collapses. Fortunately, not while any of you were under it. And it burns in a pile of stone and wood that is not looking good for getting back out to the east.
Okay.
What are we going to do?
First thing I'm going to do is turn off the forge. I'm getting water from the well right now.
Look.
Don't want that spreading anything else.
This fire spread too fast for it to be a normal fire.
I think
fire.
It's already spread.
Most important thing,
everything is...
look for people who are trapped. Get them out. The street isn't burning. That's safe enough. Old Rob runs up to the nearest house and kicks
at
the door.
What happened can't have been natural.
Well,
is there
about
anyone going to be left alive? Yes, fine. I'll just start
off
opening the burning buildings and seeing if survivors come rushing out.
Old Rob is trying to listen to this, but at the same time, Old Rob is trying to kick in the door of the first building he finds to see if there's anyone inside.
Old Rob and Devin, I'm basing this on the map. Would you roll me a d20 against 12?
So this is a difficulty 4 task?
Yes.
All right. To do what?
You are to notice something.
I have a skill. I'm practiced in identifying. Could that be used as an asset?
If you make the noticing skill, then... If you make the noticing roll, then your identifying will be easier.
Understood. All right. Let's roll. I missed it by one! Yay!
No, you beat it by one.
No, you said I had to beat it 12. I rolled an 11.
Yeah, so you beat it by one.
Roll low.
Oh, no. You're right. Roll high.
Yeah.
Whoops.
No, Sunday we roll low. Sundays we roll low. Wednesdays we wear pink. Fridays we roll high.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you. There's something in the marketplace moving around. And it doesn't look like anything you've seen before.
Is it on fire?
No.
Then that's unusual.
All right, I just throw the water at the burning door and yeah.
Carcinda, what are you up to?
Carcinda is just going to set up shop right here next to the nearest well, and hopefully someone is going to bring her a survivor or yell for her so that she can come running. Because it's not like she's really that great at yanking people out of burning buildings, and the healer has to be able to heal people. And there's all these, there's at least a couple of younger, stronger people running around, so, you know.
Younger, I'll give you.
Well, one of you is a blacksmith's apprentice, so you better be stronger than, mm-hmm. than the little old lady here.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. Calling out, bring me survivors! I brought my medical equipment. I brought my healing equipment. Because, of course, you have a go bag when you're, you know, the village healer.
Right, right, yeah. All right, so Addie's going to go into... Go ahead.
Well, you're throwing water at the forge. The blacksmith, the smithy.
Yes.
Is the word I was looking for.
Okay. I don't want it to blow.
It doesn't seem to be doing a whole lot.
Huh.
The forge itself is protected against burning.
Oh,
it's,
magic?
The forge itself is, yes, the stones were convinced not to burn.
Good to know.
Which makes the forge both durable and safe. The smithy, however, is threatening to collapse in around it. And the buckets of water that you're throwing at it are not doing a whole lot.
Okay.
You do know, however, that Harvey isn't in there.
Okay, he must have ran out.
You can see through the windows that there aren't people in there.
Okay, he must have got everybody else out somewhere. And I'll go back to the well, get a bucket, and start throwing it at fire.
Devin is trying to kick in this door after splashing it.
Okay.
He's yelling. He's generally trying to get the attention of anyone who might be inside.
Give me a roll against a 9.
I will do that.
Okay. With a 4, you're not having much success in kicking the door down, but you're also not hearing anybody inside. There's no screaming.
Yes, that's blighted. If something set the village on fire, I can't think that anyone's alive in there. Or anywhere. Something that did this wouldn't have all at once. But I've got to try.
Okay. Old Rob. The thing in the marketplace is a curiosity, but lives are more important.
Yes.
You don't hear anybody inside either of the house that you're next to.
I'm still going to give it a good kick because I want to look through the front door to see if there's anyone unconscious. I read in a book once that you go unconscious from the smoke and then you burn alive.
Oh.
Well, reassuring.
Give me a roll against a 9.
Oh.
Is a 19 good?
A 19 is good. That door is open. The house is definitely on fire. The beds are on fire. The chairs are on fire. The table is not on fire yet.
Do I see anyone?
You do not. The first floor of the house is empty.
Are the stairs on fire?
They're not.
Is there any source of water in here? A bucket? A wash basin?
There's a wash basin in the corner.
I upend it on top of myself.
It is not on fire.
Is the water on fire? Is there smoke on the water?
No, it's metal. Is it?
Well, there's a fire in the sky.
It's this is actually a relatively wealthy family who with a house near the exit to the town, so they have a metal wash basin as opposed to a wooden bucket with banding.
I am going to upend it over top of myself and then run up the stairs.
Okay. Karasinda, you're still standing by the well and...
Mm-hmm. Because...
Well, nobody's coming for water except Adelina.
Not good. Not good. Help Adelina with getting water out of the well, like, you know, hoisting the bucket so it can tip into whatever Adelina's using.
Well, she's got a bucket that they usually use to cool down their, what they're using on the forge, like a hammer, you know?
Right, but you probably have, so. Presumably yeah. it's a well, I mean, I don't know if it's a well that we just, like, dip into or if we need to actually lower a bucket, crank a bucket down and bring it back up with water in it or not.
Whatever works.
If it's the latter, then that's what doing. If it's the former, then just sort of calling out, anyone?
Okay.
Adelina, the forge, the smithy is starting to collapse.
Oh no. Move.
Yeah, those Staying chimneys are going to hurt if they fall on anybody.
Yeah, move. Go back. This way. Or any other way, just get away from that, it's going to explode.
Over here!
Beep, beep, beep.
I have an idea. Found?
Idea? Grab the med pack and hasten over.
We need to go west. We need to go up to the meeting area. If there are survivors, they'll have gathered outside it. No one's coming down to get at the well. If there's anyone, they've already evacuated.
Good plan.
Where's old Rob?
Where's
old Rob? You reach the top of the stairs, and there's nobody on the second floor either, and there aren't any more floors.
Right. I'm out of here.
The second floor is mostly beds. Okay.
I do not stick around as the only person inside the burning house. That is not a good idea to prolong the existence of old Rob. Or Long Kep, for that matter.
Old Rob and Long Rob and no.
Okay. As you cross the bridge, there's the hill ahead of you that contains the worship place for one of the animistic religions that none of you are really a member of. You know about them, but they're not really. It's not really a popular religion. They happen to have a worship space in town.
Rob, where are you?
On top of that rise are two houses, one of them circular and one of them a hexagon.
Uh-huh.
And as you cross the bridge, the circular house begins to collapse and slumps down onto the path to the south.
Because, of course, it does. Head up to the north.
Yep.
Rob,
because we have to.
I like how it's a Doppler effect as you're asking that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Rob,
and
where
now,
are you?
Now, would everybody please make me what's essentially a perception roll at a 9?
Okay. Is this a
d20?
D20.
Most rolls in Cypher are d20. And no, I don't believe
I didn't do very well. Oh, wait, maybe
you rolled a 17.
Okay.
Rolling high is good.
All right.
Yes, rolling high is always good.
Okay. I got that. What do I see?
Okay. Adelina and Karasinda, there are two creatures in the market running between the stalls that you've never seen before.
Hey, market doesn't open up until dawn. Actually, a little afterwards. Gotta get time for breakfast.
They look... Oh, I don't have a... For various reasons, the icon that I wanted to use is on the other computer.
Oh.
Curses.
Can you send it to yourself on this one? Yeah. I don't know. Go ahead.
They are shorter than Felta. They are bipedal. They have long, spindly legs and very long, pointy noses. Like they just come straight out of their face.
Huh.
And very broad ears and green skin, from what you can tell, in the fire, which is starting to take on an oddly green cast.
They're kobolds.
And a tail.
Tail?
A tail. Long and thin and it sort of ends in an arrowhead?
Hmm.
Nothing what? You've ever seen before. Nothing you've ever even heard of before.
What the absolute cow patties?
What? And what? I'm...
Devin Look and Robert... Devin and old Rob, please give me another roll at 3, now that these have been pointed out to you.
So difficulty 3 or difficulty 1?
I think I have an asset to this. I don't know what an asset to this does, but I have an asset to monster lore.
Actually, I'm not going to make you roll to see them. Yeah, go ahead and roll me monster lore at 9. Both of you.
What does an asset do?
It lowers the difficulty by 1, which lowers the number you need to roll by 3. All difficulty
so
rolls
do I get
to multiples of 3.
It was 12. You both have an asset, so I just made it 9.
Oh, I didn't realize old Rob had an asset.
I read a lot of books.
Okay, with an 18 and a 20, you thought these were mythological. You truly, like... Of all of the legendary intelligent species that were supposed to have vanished, these are among the most ridiculous. But they are unmistakably Ugogs.
I pull out a book. I look at the illustration on the cover. I look at them. I look at the illustration on the cover. I look at the Ugogs. I look at the book. I look at the Ugogs. The illustration on the book, it is not of an Ugog. It's something else entirely. Like, yep, that's not it. That's as canon as you want it to be. But never mind about that. What do we know about Ugogs?
Give me just a second.
Who I will try very hard to not call Ugachekas. Ugacheka, Uga. I can't stop this feeling.
House Ugog.
I wrote this down. Okay. The... Ugogs they show up and cause trouble. They like to collect gold specifically, but any shiny metal. They are intelligent, but if you're really willing to stretch the definition of intelligent, they can take orders. But they don't do a good job of organizing themselves.
I feel a deep kinship with them.
And nobody's seen one for 500 years. And we've been playing for about an hour, so let's take a break.
Okay. Can do.
All right, I'm going to press a button. What buttons? I don't know what you're talking about. Those buttons are... ignore those buttons. I don't know how they got here. They were here all along. They gotta be some.
But did you press one?
I can neither confirm nor deny that I pressed a button and the little numbers are going up again.
Well, I hope you did.
I did. Everything's on fire and there's an Ugog. Chaka.
Mm-hmm. There's two Ugog. There's two Gog.
It's not a Gog, it's two Ugogs.
Mm-hmm.
One or more Welcome of us back. Might be a Gog, but that's an Ugog.
Yes.
I'm back.
Okay. You are Agog at the Ugogs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just confirming that the recording is back on.
Yes, again. Yes, the recording is going.
Okay.
So, Devin and Old Rob, from Devin's monster lore and Old Rob's identifying, you know that these creatures who are green and pointy-nosed and, for breaking the fourth wall a bit, they look like a cross between a goblin and a gremlin.
Don't feed them after midnight!
They're running between the fires and being fascinated by them, and they don't seem to have noticed you.
Right, and in any other circumstances, this would be the best day of my life. You know, the papers I could... Fine. Okay. I have an idea. They like shiny metal. They're fascinated by fire. I have a cooking pot. I'm sure that could be a reflective surface. Adelina? You're the strongest,
right, and, yeah.
Pardon me, you're the shortest.
Yeah.
If you snuck up and we lured them somehow, you might be able to collapse one of those stalls on one, do you think? And, they don't seem to know they should be scared of fire. Maybe if the fire hurts one, they'll realize they should be scared of fire and run away.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. And I reach for the cooking pot that's being offered, or I think it is.
No, I mean, I'll try to get one's attention, distract them, reflect the fire, and you come in from the side, and, yes.
Are they dangerous? What are those things? Are they dangerous?
I don't know. I've got a hammer if I need it, but anyway, tell me more about them.
Well, they're chaotic, troublesome little creatures that seem to think fire is fun, and they're attracted to shiny metal, and apparently other shiny things, and
Did they do all this? Where is everyone? Old Rob.
I don't know if they did all this or if they were summoned by whatever did, but I don't think they're our friends.
Agreed.
So what are we going to do once you've caught one?
Well, I'm hoping it will scare them off.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
I would be very scared off if a burning stall landed on me. And we're not immune to fire.
Are you sure you wouldn't be taking notes?
I would not be taking notes on a burning stall landing on me, no.
Just checking.
Okay.
I have some sense. Let me say that. I do have some sense.
Okay. So there's two of them, right? Anybody see any more than two?
Yes. As far as you can tell, there are two.
Okay. All right. Flash the shiny thing at them, and I'll go see if I can knock one down.
Old Rob, you can also help out if you want, since I'm seeing that in chat.
Yes.
Oh.
So what I wrote in chat, because I did not want to interrupt the RP. So the graphic of the map has a lot of wooden carts, which I'm assuming are all on fire as well.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Yes, because everything is on fire, unless it's not. But that's because it's water or stone. And even then, maybe. But there are a lot of wooden market carts, and I'm wondering if I could, while an Ugog is distracted, just keep pushing one towards the Ugog until I achieve ramming speed.
I mean, no reason why you can't.
Or at least I could try to make the attempt, and it's funny if I succeed or miss.
You can certainly try.
Yes. I believe there's a GIF for that, but I'm not going to look it up right now.
Okay.
And I'm almost certain that I have no abilities that would help with that.
All right. Let's see you beat a 9. These are, after all, kind of loaded up for the fall. A, kind of loaded up for the fall festival, and B, on fire.
Might I make a request?
Yes.
The effort is being made to cause a distraction. If I wait for the distraction to happen, and it happens to be successful, could that count as an asset towards the role to do the thing?
Yes. And Adelina, I am pretty sure you have your hammer with you.
Yep.
You can use that to knock one of them over, and I'll give you the asset for that as well. So let's do it at a 6.
Okay.
Devon is going to use their sleeve. It's a scholarly sleeve. It's hanging. People who can see the icon know what it looks like. To rub the base of the cooking, the inside of the cooking pot, so that it seems shinier, and they're going to hold it up to the fire, and they're going to, once they see Adelina is in position, start making noise.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to start moving towards wherever one of them is. I'm going to just guess.
And I would... Rob, go ahead and give me a... Devin and Old Rob, go ahead and roll against a 6, please.
Okay.
That's a 15.
15 will do fine. And Devin, I'm already giving you the...
Yep. I'm just trying to figure out how to...
Oh, while Io's figuring that out...
I can't use whatever that is.
We should probably mention for the recording... While we're doing Cypher System, we're not doing it 100% as intended, because none of us made a sentence for our characters. We're starting off with, like, almost no abilities whatsoever. So all the nifty things that someone can do as a beginning Cypher System character, there's a reason why we're not doing any of those. Because all of our stats are 6.
Uh-huh. Yep. Also, I can't figure out how to ping a space.
If you... Actually,
click and hold.
Oh. Oh,
all right.
I would suggest that you go back there, because I'm standing here at the end of this path.
Okay. I'll move around. Whoops. There we go. Okay, I'm over here now.
And if you're back there, you can shove it over onto them.
Okay.
And I can't do two voices at once, but they do come around this corner here. At the end of kind of a corridor leading to Devon, this is on the map, I promise. Devon has positioned themselves... Devon has positioned himself quite well. And I can't do both voices at once, but they say, "Ooh!" And start making for Devon. Now, Adelina got an 18, and Old Rob got a 15. And so, from opposing sides, carts come crashing down around the Oogogs. And right. They shriek.
Would that 18 be a damage-dealing attack?
No, they're going to dodge out of the way.
Okay.
But they are kind of trapped there in the middle of burning carts at this point. And they look around and start... They're not quite gibbering, but they're not sure what to do.
Huh.
Are you still holding the pot up, Devon?
Yeah.
How high?
Probably like chin height, so that he can see over it.
Ah.
Concerning.
One of
GM
them
rolled privately.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, actually looks at you and shrieks even louder.
Ah! Giona! Giona!
Well, how do you think I feel?
And it tugs at the other's arm. Giona!
The other one says,
just a second. You can go ahead and again roll against a 9.
Nah. No Giona here. Look, Giona. No. It's not a Giona.
You're a Giona?
What? Why Giona?
Yes.
Giona are a little taller than Ugogs, and they have, their faces are about as long, but they have snouts rather than really long noses, and no ears, and instead of long, thin tails with arrowheads, they have thick, sort of medium-length tails, and they're scaled all over. And they're various colors. But they also have very distinctive horns on the tops of their heads. And they have very obviously mistaken you for one of them.
Because you're well-touched. With antlers.
Yes.
They seem scared of me.
Oh yes, they're terrified of you.
Hey! You two get out of here!
Just a second. They both turn and run from you, and run directly into fire, from which they recoil.
Hey, that hurts! We can't! Huh? We can't go through that.
What you doing here anyway?
She sent us! She told us? Shouldn't we tell him?
She's not right here, and I am!
Yeah! She sent us. She said, clap the things together! If I tell you, you let me go. You make it stop hurt.
Agreed. Yes. I'll make it stop hurt.
It holds out its hand and it has a thing in it. You don't really know how to describe it. It's got a really weird shape.
So they clap the thing together, the town went on fire. If they clap it again, the fire goes out. We clap it again, the town is on fire. We clap it again, the fire goes out.
It doesn't look like anything you've ever seen before. It's, and unfortunately I don't have an image to describe it, but it is very, very odd, and the Ugog is offering it to you.
Devon will take it, and Devon will sort of make a gesture for Karasinda, since Karasinda isn't doing anything else right now, to splash some water.
I assume Karasinda is still carrying a bucket of water.
Yeah.
Somebody better be carrying one. Right.
I assume Karasinda has Adelina's bucket, if nothing else.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Splash some water on the area so that they can have a path to go away. How are they going to get out?
Thank you.
Through the fire and the flames.
Why do you still have one? I only used the first one.
What?
Okay, we not tell her that. Wait, that's. So all the people gone? Yeah! I used the people one.
We not tell her. And they run off in the direction, into the west.
All the people are gone? I hope that means they're safe.
If they're not safe, we can't do anything about it right now.
True.
I'll just,
just a second. I need to check some skills.
Okay.
Everybody can give me a roll at 12. Old Rob and Devon, you have an asset on this. So that's a you rolling against a 9.
I wish that this would let me set myself a difficulty automatically, but it's not a big deal. Dear stars.
I think I rolled the right dice.
The word they're using for gone has an old meaning, Devin and old Rob know this, has an old meaning of transported.
Teleportation. I think it was a teleportation device. Or
artifactor.
Yes. Yeah.
Devin, the device that you now have in your hand is warm to the touch, but it doesn't feel like it's going to burn you. It feels like it might burn something else, but it doesn't feel like it's going to burn you.
Fascinating. Well, everyone's gone. I'm going to find someplace that isn't on fire to sit down, like the edge of this railing here.
Speaking of which, the town is starting to collapse. The hexagonal building to your south slumps westward onto the pathway, which causes the buildings along the waterway there to fall over into the waterway.
Or perhaps south or north.
We should.
Oh, right, that's south.
Yeah.
To the
left.
yeah. I think
never mind
be...
that. Let's go find some place where nothing can fall on us.
That's gonna be tough.
Can yes, isn't it?
How deep is this river that the bridge is going over?
It is fairly deep. But it's not, you couldn't wave in it. You could not wade in it, and it's moving fast enough that you probably wouldn't want to.
Did the building collapse happen upstream?
No, the building collapsed happened here and here. I clicked the wrong place.
Okay.
Although those buildings are also starting to collapse. That's, the inn where you have spent so many happy evenings is sagging on its foundation, and the buildings around it are. And Devin, you get the sense, based on what you're holding and what the Ugog said, that this could have been a lot worse. This is only half the fire that there was supposed to be.
Well, we've got a couple of bucket things, so can we start scooping water out of the river and making a path through the market stalls so that we can try going up to the ramp? Maybe we can find a way out that way?
Where you currently are, you can go around the market stalls.
Okay.
Okay.
Was not sure about that.
There's no problem with that.
Tell me if those circles are not where things have, like, collapsed.
Yes, things have collapsed and fallen there.
Okay, good.
But yeah, you...
Going over
so
here.
Yeah, I'm ignoring the movement because there are no walls there, so you can move wherever you like.
Okay.
Stalls.
I was trying to get around the walls.
There are two rivers that merge in the town briefly and then split apart again. And this is long-standing theories about why this is true. But one of them flows south from the merge and is much faster, and that's why the water wheel is there. And one of them flows west and is somewhat less fast, but it also has several waterfalls in the middle of it. Fortunately, the one that's to the south and has the water wheel and that would definitely kill you if you jumped in is blocked off by burning debris.
Quote,
nothing has fallen
unquote.
Into the Western River yet.
Oh, good news. The town will likely not be on fire for much longer because it will be underwater.
Well, that's one way
Let's
to put out a fire.
Ramp. There's not much around the ramp.
That, or all the parts that aren't on fire will be underwater, and the parts that are safe will be on fire, and therefore not safe.
There's a very little safe going on here. Let's get to the ramp. There's not that much
that's
around the ramp.
We're in a city that is burning to the ground. You are absolutely right.
I'm going to go back and take old Rob's hand and say, come on, we got to go. Let's go. Follow me. Come on. There you go. Keep going.
I'm going to get to the ramp. I'm going to rest at the ramp because there are no buildings around the ramp that are likely to be that much on fire, so it ought to be safe to pause here for at least a little bit and try to figure out what's going on, or wait for everything to burn down enough that we can throw water on the coals and walk out again.
Behind you,
sorry.
The buildings with, I don't know if you can see this from where you are, the black roof and the red roof with the chimney begin collapsing into the pathway.
Oh no.
This is, the whole town is coming down. This is not a place you want to be. You can see, as you pass the bridge, that is kind of collapsing. Oh, actually, those aren't the buildings I was talking about.
Oh, whoops.
I meant down here.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
You can see across a bridge that is also falling apart because all of the bridges in town are stone over timber. The watchfire is still burning. I mean, as expected, but it had been freshly stoked when the fires around the town started, and so it is very healthy. And that, if nothing else, when there's a constant in the town, and it's like it's nice to see that it's still going even during the middle of a disaster.
Brings a tear to the eye.
It's like the Waffle House being open.
There is no Waffle House here. It is not open.
Not anymore.
Even
it's
in the middle
fire.
Of a disaster. It's nice to see that the watchfire is burning.
Could do it with a little less fire,
you
though.
You know it's not rational, even as you're thinking of it. But
it brings a tear to the eye, and it's definitely not smoke coming into my eyes. It's sentiment. Honestly.
I don't think I could have taken it if everything else was on fire and the watchfire was out.
All right, point. You have a point there.
Never liked the watchfire.
Well, that's fine. I'm sure it doesn't like you much either. But that's right. There would have been a watchman.
Old Rob, you remember. Old Rob and Kara Cindy, you remember when the watchfire was built?
Mm-hmm.
And like the forge, its stones were convinced to be stable and to not burn with the fire.
Ooh.
Are
there any tall buildings near it that might collapse onto it?
Oh, yes.
And
in fact, the bridge to the south, to your left, is currently in the process of
the one that
no
I'm standing
safe.
Dangerously on. Nope. There we go.
Yes.
I move 5 feet to the west. I am now perfectly safe.
Yes, that one.
Okay.
Yeah. As I remove my weight from the bridge, the bridge removes its weight from the world.
Oh, no.
Despite appearances, the ramp that you're sitting at the base of is an earthen ramp. It's not a wooden ramp. And so that's just the map didn't have that feature.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The ramp is not on fire.
The ramp is not on fire. You can get up to the, I don't really know what to call it, the wood storage area over there.
Okay.
Where That actually surprisingly is not on fire either.
Huh.
But the building across that upper left / western bridge is quite a bit on fire. But it's collapsing forward into the pathway.
Why?
It's leaving the river alone.
Why are the wood... Did someone convince the wood storage materials not to be on fire so that someone didn't set our wood supplies on fire by accident?
That's entirely possible. But you have...
But I thought I'd know about that. Don't people tell me anything these days?
Yeah, that's... If they did that, nobody mentioned it to you.
But they're not on fire.
No, they're not on fire.
Yet.
So this building is collapsing into the path. Everything is going really poorly.
I can see the schoolhouse burning from here.
At least there wasn't anyone in it.
All those books.
They're almost
what? Half read.
If not for this note, I would have been in there.
Footnote.
Oh, what's the book you've got there?
Oh, I think I left it at home.
Oh, all right. Well, hopefully that's not going to be on fire.
I don't think that I left the cook pot on.
No, you brought it with you.
Right. yes, I am. Sorry, a little bit of dark humor there.
No, that's fine.
That's what we've got going on around us, pretty much. Like those things lit everything.
We can't live through the gate. We can't go west. We can't go back anywhere.
We've got a lot of water.
The map is misleading here.
Mm-hmm.
There is a widening of the river, but there isn't a like rocky waterfall there.
Ah,
okay.
It doesn't get any shallower, but it does widen out. And it, like, kids ride logs down this branch of it. And the most fun they seem to have is when it goes over the waterfalls. But it comes out the other side and they get out of the river and dry off and come back into town.
There's only 3.5 fatalities a year. And by that I mean there's 7 kids a year who half drown.
That wood storage pile, was it near us?
Oh, again, EO, I apologize. You weren't here when I was talking about this. Yes, that's where you are. That's the building with the torches in front of it.
Oh!
And it's not on fire.
Apropos of nothing, I have just learned that if there's text in a graphic, you go under the text, even though you go over the graphic. Mm-hmm. Look! I'm a ramp.
I just noticed that too.
I'm a ramp.
Devin claps his hands together.
I am a slight incline.
So, are we going to build a ramp?
Devin isn't still holding that thing.
No. Devin has put it into a pocket.
Okay.
That'd be a great way to end the campaign.
Boom. Whoops.
Session 1 of campaign 2 next week.
Quite enough boom.
So, who wants to go log riding?
Not me.
In light of the alternatives, dibs on the one with the branches sticking out a little bit that looks like a handle.
I just want to inquire what would be wrong with the idea of waiting for everything to burn down enough that we can use our buckets to wet it all down and walk out the gate.
Please, 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 please.
The fact
that
someone decided to burn the town down and might send people to finish the job?
Oh.
Yep.
It wouldn't be walking over so much as substantial amounts of climbing. even if you waited the several days for everything to stop burning.
Well, that's what all the water is for once it starts going down to just smoldering. You just keep throwing water on things.
I would love if there was a story beat where as soon as Beth's character asks that, another building close enough to us collapses to the point where like red hot embers are wafting over in our direction, some of them landing on the wood that is not yet burning. Just as a punctuation mark.
Hopefully not.
For an unspoken retort to Beth's character's question.
I don't suppose there's rope around to make some kind of a raft.
You can hunt for rope if you want. I am attempting to drag a log towards the river.
Is there any rope around? Because Karasenda would rather not have her go bag get wet. It's got herbs and things in it.
Oh, you know what? I just realized something. If there's logs that are large enough for us to ride here, and this is a storage area, are there any cant hooks?
What is a cant hook?
It sounds like the opposite of a can hook. For rolling logs. If you use it wrong, you can't hook anything with it. But if you use it right, it is very convenient for positioning logs. It isn't an ancient design, but it has modern equivalents as well that will have like built-in like tripod legs so that you can lift it up properly for using a chainsaw on it. But it's an older design as well that has been around for centuries. Mm. And I am trying to
find a picture. There are storehouses to the east of the town where the rivers come into the town that have cant hooks. You don't see any here. And in fact, the logs that are here are... So you can find some that haven't been split, but they are... Like, you'll probably need two of them to grab onto. You'll need to treat them like water wings rather than...
The world's heaviest arm floaties.
Yes.
All right.
Do we have any rope around in these storage areas that has not gotten itself caught on fire?
Yes, you can find some rope. It's going to take some time to get it loose because one of these buildings was built around a standing wooden structure that was built to hold logs. And so it's lashed together at the bottom with rope. And you can reclaim that.
Would very much building like
a raft.
At least a couple of them lashed together so that they're less likely to roll over, so I can put my medical go bag on it, and then I can cling on to it and kick, I suppose.
And my journal.
Yes, we have things we would like to not get soggy.
Yes, I've been working on this since I came here. I
Right. Well, come on. Let's start getting this thing unlashed so we have a bit of rope so we can make the tiniest raft and then we can get going.
Do these structures have doors on them, or are they just like pavilion type things?
They're not pavilions, but they're like
hollow tubes.
You know those giant sheds you see along the highway that have like the salt in them?
The big dome shaped things.
Yeah, well, not the dome shaped things so much as like they're barn shaped, but they have like huge open doors at the front. Most of the front of the building is an open door.
So there isn't like, oh, look, all this wood is already pre-attached together. We just need to pop the hinges.
Right.
Also, I don't have anything that I'd be able to pop the hinges with.
It's stacked inside. It's stacked inside. The buildings are pretty much designed to keep the woods safe from the weather. But not to... They're not intended to keep anybody out. They just don't want the wood to get rained on or snowed on.
I was primarily asking because I was thinking, is there some way where we could avoid having to try to lash things together? Because I can imagine those of us who are less skilled with knot work or who are in a hurry might lash it together in a way where once we're past the point of no return, we find that all of the logs decide to go their own individual ways.
I'm figuring we only really need two of them together so that they snug up and make something that's resembling a flat surface.
Well,
there's roofs on the things. Are the roofs segmentable? No, they're probably not.
They're attached, unfortunately.
By the time they are, they will be on fire.
Well, why doesn't everybody who is involved in this roll me a d20? And I'm not going to tell you the difficulty.
That's fine. And I'm sure my 8 is very fine.
Is there... What type of task is this? Might, speed, or intellect?
It's either...
That depends on how you're approaching it. If you're taking your time, it's intellect. If you want to get it done, and if you want to get it done fast, it's speed. If you don't care how you're supposed to do it and are just like stuffing things together, then it's might.
I am going to try to do it carefully and methodically, because better to take a little bit longer when we probably have a bit of time than to end up dumping everything that shouldn't be in the river into the river. Uh-huh. And can I spend points from my intellect pool to make an effort?
You absolutely can.
I believe, if I remember correctly, you ease the task by 1 if you spend 3 points of the correct pool.
Oh, I'll make it 1 for 1 for right now.
Okay. Old Rob is also going to spend a point, but the way you described it, there is no way in this situation that would be anything other than a might task for Old Rob.
Okay. All right. So that's an 8 for Old Rob, an 8 for Teresinda,
uh-huh.
A 10 for Adelina, and a 10 for Devin.
I think okay. My 10 is like effectively a 13 because of the way difficulties work.
Yeah, I'm taking everything into account when I'm
yeah.
Excellent.
The okay. difficulty okay. will go up or down, the roll doesn't get modified at all.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I can like haul the logs out for you if you want.
Yep. Okay. You have assembled, in fact, a 4-plank raft that seems pretty sturdy, and you have figured out a way to lash the journal and the go bag onto the top, so ideally it won't tip over.
I love that ideally, but we'll go with it.
All right. Guess we're going down the water slide like the kids do.
I am too old for this.
There's further creaking and crunching from the town to the east of you.
Uh-oh.
On and into the breach, I guess.
All right, let's go.
Hike up my skirts so that they don't mess me up when I'm trying to swim too much. Put my shoes on top and, well, sandals. And let's get going.
For the past 10 years, Old Rob has always yelled at kids for doing something like this, calling it foolish and foolhardy, but he's secretly always wanted to do this. He is not admitting this out loud to any of you.
Old Rob gets his chance.
That's a good thing someone's having fun.
He is clearly muttering about foolishness and foolhardiness. As a cover.
As you jump into the water, this building collapses into the river, as does the bridge behind you.
Whoops-a-daisy.
I certainly hope that the river is going the correct way, that we're not going to wind up being swept into the rapids, into the wreckage.
We're moving from a river runs through to a river flowing westward.
Okay.
In this case, it's... Yeah, so substantially more of a river is running over specifically you.
I'm wet.
You are carried along along with your raft.
Cling, cling, cling.
Devin is desperately trying to shield the book and go bag with his body.
As the water crests behind you and plunges into you, and the river is typically calmer here, but not with this onslaught. It rushes and gurgles and rises higher than you have seen it in a long time, even with the rains from last year. And you do your best to cling to the raft as the water crashes around you.
Okay, admit it. Who puts their hands in the air when we hit the bottom?
And then we wake up. Did I hear that right?
No.
Okay. I'm like, what?
I was thinking it would be really funny if it turns out that we were all hallucinating and we were running through the town pushing carts that had nothing wrong with them towards each other, mm-hmm. and kicking in doors and running up and down stairs and then building a raft and going away. Also, we can't see the map.
Is the map loading?
No.
I do not see the map.
Oh.
It has loaded to a black shape. The map.
Yes. There we go. Okay.
Whee!
I mean, foolishness.
Is this the raft?
Can't remember when you lost consciousness going down the river.
Eck.
But you awaken on the shore somewhere downstream. You apparently have gone over a waterfall. The raft is sitting there at the edge of the bank, bobbing in the water as the river passes over it, under it, I should say. The journal and the go bag on top apparently untouched.
Good
old
thing
Rob,
we made
your cane or a stick that looks just like it is there on the riverbank next to you. Adelina's hammer is a little bit downstream.
I can't get another one.
No, it's just...
That's right there. Just go
there
get it.
The bank. You just go get it.
Then I'll just pick it up.
It's gone forever. It's right over there. I'll find another somewhere. It's right here. I'll miss the first one.
The merciful spirit. And thank something that this thing didn't go off while we were out.
And Devin is sort of fumbling for the thing that he was handed.
It's still in your pocket right where you left it. It's a bright sunny morning. Birds are chirping in the nearby trees. There's a log over the river nearby. And there's a, halfway beaten path going to the log and then across it. You have no idea how long you've been asleep, and you have no idea where you are. And that's where we're going to end it.
Wow.
Thanks everyone for playing. Thanks everyone for listening. This has been Ellie running Plus Ultra. Who wants to plug something?
E's Mom Writes Books at ElizabethMcCoy.com. And speaking of books,
my website is bookofjen.net. It has some Diablo stuff on it. I haven't been able to keep up with that yet. And it's got book reviews at the top, so I guess that counts. Book of Ten, book reviews. I'm also the host of the Shattered Soulstone podcast, which I haven't put together yet today, but it'll get there. And yeah, that's about it.
And speaking of websites,
AaronBSmith.com is where we put all of these recordings for future perusal. AaronBSmith.com/cogwheel is specifically where all the podcasts go, but links to other stuff that I do are on the main page. And if you really like what we do and you want to support us in a way that doesn't just involve sharing this with others, which is just fine, fully endorse that, you could also join our Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, to help us keep the lights on, because server hosting does cost money. You'd be joining other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy.
And until next time, this is Ellie saying, you didn't tell them whether they were being kept, did you?
No! I'm not that dumb.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.